As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show to play the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid, there's B.B. Shea in here.
What's up?
Biggie just read that the new Mission Impossible movie was the most expensive movie ever made, period.
$450 million before it was released is how much it cost with just production, and then I'm sure they're including marketing, but to break even, that movie has to make $450 million.
Now, worldwide, it made like $275 this weekend, this past.
It should get there, but...
Well,
and that's one of those that will play in every country.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? I just read BusinessInsider.com ranking all of Tom Cruise's best and worst movies. What do you think his best was? I mean, this is like critically, what is his best movie ever that he's ever been in?
Best.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is Magnolia. Is that up there?
It was not in the top. Oh, I'm sorry. It was number three.
Okay.
Yeah. Magnolia's great.
Okay.
I love that too. Top Gun and its sequel, neither were in the top 10 or the bottom 10. They were both like number 12 and 17 for Top Gun. And then
where did Risky Business fall?
Number 10. Love it.
It's fantastic.
Love it. Anyone have any idea of the best?
I can't think of it right now. The one with Jack Nicholson.
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men.
That's fourth.
Okay.
And Color of Money is second.
What about Born on the 4th of July?
Number one.
Okay.
Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, B.B. Shea.
I figured it'd be more of his dramatic roles if it's critical, right?
What about Collateral? What about Collateral?
Great movie.
Not in the top 10.
Wow. Oh, shock. That's a great movie.
That's a good one.
They put Interview with a Vampire at number 8.
Oh,
weak.
Big weak.
I don't think so.
Weak.
No. I don't think so. Couple of Jack Reachers in the bottom 10.
Days of Thunder on there?
Not in the top 10 or the bottom 10.
Reacher's awful. The sequel is appalling.
And that's what they said. Okay. The sequel is like worse than the original, but both are in the bottom 10. It's exactly what they said. Jerry Maguire 5.
Okay.
Good one.
Loved it. Me too. Rain Man 6. I would move Rain Man.
Yeah.
I'd move it higher.
Yeah.
I'd move Rain Man higher personally. Born on the 4th of July, I think it's a little overrated.
I never saw it.
To me, it's too long. I mean, I like it. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dramatic.
Hell of a story.
He really played the part incredibly well. If he was ever going to win an Academy Award, it probably would have been for that. I think he was the favorite to win. He didn't. But I like, for instance, I like Rain Man better. I like Jerry Maguire better. There. I've said it. So that's it. That's Tom Cruise. Let's play the game here. That's all I had.
Jesus Christ, people.
That's all I had for Tom Cruise.
How many movies has he were on the list? 50 some? 40
some?
Yeah,
it was 47. And they ranked top 10. I just have the top 10, bottom 10.
Interview with
what was the bottom of the bottom?
The bottom of the bottom was Far and Away, 1992. It's awful.
Eyes Wide Shut?
Eyes Wide Shut is not in the bottom 10.
Oh, I'm shocked. That's a terrible movie.
Far and Away is awful. That's with Nicole Kidman. That's where they were. Ireland.
They were already a couple in old times Ireland.
Absolutely terrible. Rock of Ages is also in the bottom
10.
Awful. The Mummy. Now, Losing It, 1983, about losing your virginity in Tijuana. I like. Okay. Now, I watched it. I was watching softcore porn at the time.
I bet it doesn't hold up.
A lot of it.
You may be right. I was watching a lot of softcore porn. Now, it wasn't as good as My Tutor or Last American Virgin, but it was really good. It's
called Vision's Quest.
Or Vision's Quest, but it is called Losing It. And I like softcore porn from the early 80s. Let's go to Zach, who can play with any of these guys he wants in the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid game. Zach, would you like Biggie? Would you like Chris Dem? Or would you like B.B. Shea?
Good morning, guys. I would like Chris Dem, please.
Christopher Dem won this game yesterday in brilliant fashion, I must say. The only one he missed, he mocked the guy for missing.
Oh, BB and Jay.
Yeah, that's right. Tom, you can have Biggie or BB Shea. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Biggie.
Biggie is the choice today. And that means that, Ronald, you will be playing with BB Shea today.
All right.
All right. Here's how it works. We're going to let Chris Dem and Zach go first. Chris Dem will pick from these categories. Inside each category, 7 words. I'll try to get you to say in 30 seconds. Clear your throat and get ready. Hard categories are Hard Habit to Break, Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner, Hollywood South, Spit It Out, Level Up, and Quite a Trek. Some of these are tough, by the way, today.
Yeah, I can't get a read on some of these.
Some of these are pretty hard. All right, Zach, Chris Dem will choose first. Which would he like?
Zach and I will start right at the top. Hard Habit to Break, please.
These are habits that people try to break. These are bad habits that people try to break. Are you ready, Zach?
Yes, sir.
Bad habits people try to break. On your mark, get set, go.
Cigarettes, you are?
Smoking.
Yes. Potato chips, chocolate, junk food.
Snacks.
Yes. Speaking too much. You are
talking.
Yes. Facebook, Instagram.
Social media.
Yes. Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper.
Soft drinks.
Another word for it? Shorter?
Soda.
Yeah. This is when you, rumors about people at work. You are?
Gossip.
Yes. And this is when you put stuff off.
Procrastination.
Dang. Right at the buzzer. That is really good. I thought that was a hard category, and he stumbled a little bit on soda because he said soft drink first.
Way to go, Zach.
That's good, Zach. BB Shea, your player hung up.
All right. I don't blame him.
Let's go back to the Tom Cruise list.
Right. Yeah. Is the Outsiders on there?
Let's see if we... Ooh, not in the top 10, but that's a great one.
Wonderful movie.
Yeah.
That's good.
Love that one.
That's a great movie. You're right. We need another player for BB Shea, and we need him to call back
right now.
We need somebody to fill
in. What about the high school football movie?
All the Right Moves. Ooh. Not in the top 10, but great. Couple of nice.
What about The Firm?
Couple of nice sex scenes in there. Not in the top 10. I liked it, and I like it more now that
Cocktail.
Not in the top or bottom 10.
Last Samurai?
Let me look on that one. I haven't seen Last Samurai.
You're still stretching.
Not the top 10 or bottom 10. All the Right Moves has some good sex scenes, too. Mm-hmm. And Zach?
Tropic Thunder.
Not in the top or bottom 10. BB Shea, you have a new player. His name is also Zach.
Okay.
So it adds to the
Zach, too.
There's confusion. Tom, you and Biggie are next. Biggie, you can have Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner, Hollywood South, Spit It Out, Level Up, or Quite a Trek. Which would you like?
Let's try Hollywood South.
Hollywood South. These are movies set in the South.
Okay.
Movies set in the South. All right. Tommy's going to be giving you these in 30 seconds. Chris Tim's already posted a 7, so you need a good score here. Tom, movie set in the South. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
It's the real old one. Very popular. Greatest of all time. Yes. This has Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Forrest Gump.
Yes. This is a very busy city in Tennessee where country music is.
Nashville.
Yes. This is about a dog that gets killed. The kid has to shoot it.
Old Yeller.
Yes, this is a movie. It's got a bunch of women who cry. One of them dies.
Steel Magnolias.
Yes, this is, skip that. This is about a person who is in a car.
The Help and Driving Miss Daisy were the last two.
You were on a roll. Yeah,
you were.
Yeah, I don't know The Help, though.
Terrible clues, though. You know, the real old one, really popular.
Zach, too, really played
in her.
Yeah, he did a lot of work there. Because I'll be honest, I know nothing about Gone with the Wind. Nothing.
Old ladies who were crying. No clue.
One of them's dead. He got that. Zach, too, got that.
No, that was great. Tom. That was Tom.
Yeah,
Zach, too, playing with BB.
Zach, too's over here. Yeah. My bad.
We got to give you a couple of bonuses just for that.
Yeah.
I was very, very
mad. Tom carried you.
I don't know anything about The Help. Never saw it. Don't know anything about it.
Oh, I love The Help.
Well, isn't it about like segregation?
It's about maids in the 60s and
black maids working for white families
and how they
and
got
then along. I was trying to do Driving Miss Daisy, but that's hard without being able to say driving.
Of course, that was the hardest one. Okay, that leads us to Zach and BB Shea. BB Shea, you can have Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner, Spit It Out, Level Up, or Quite a Trek. Which would you like?
Let's go Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
Things on the menu at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God.
Things on the menu at Chick-fil-A. All right. I think this is right up
everybody. I called for this.
This is it. Okay. All right, Zach. He's got 30 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
These are the little bite-sized pieces of chicken.
Nuggets?
Yeah, so you order these as a side. They're waffled.
Fries?
Yeah, it's a sweet. It's a brown square piece. It's a dessert. It's brown. It's got chocolate in it.
A cookie.
We're going to pass. These go on top of the chicken sandwiches.
A bun, pickle?
Yes, this is a sweet drink. It's yellow.
Lemonade?
Yes, blank and cheese. It's a side. You eat it with a fork.
Mac. The other's brownie.
Oh, the other one is brownie, but
I
can't give you brownie. It's after the clock, and he never said macaroni.
Mac was so close.
Yeah. Do you want to give him Mac?
I ain't giving Ness.
Come on,
sorry,
dude.
About to make me cuss.
Come on,
what
dude.
Are we doing? We're not giving anything here. That's not how this game works.
Four. It was really close.
Yeah. It was close. But the whole word was macaroni. He never did say it.
You wouldn't accept mac and cheese?
I probably.
No, I wouldn't.
The tribunal has spoken.
I don't like that he was saying brown and brownie.
I know. I almost
We already gave him one
Did I say brown? My bad.
I almost cuckooed
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you looked over at us like, eh, and I didn't say anything, so I'm definitely not giving him back.
Bro?
Almost cuckooed you on that. I mean, brown and brownie.
Brownie. Yeah.
All right. But okay. He didn't get it.
Fair point.
Zach, you and BB Shea get to go again. And Zach, you can choose. Spit it out, level up, or quite a trek. Which would you like?
Level up.
Level up. It is. Okay. These are things that can lift you to another level, either physically or mentally, psychologically. All right. They can take you to another level. You'll get it when you hear. Oh, all right, Zach. Here we go. I thought the Chick-fil-A one was easy.
Yeah.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You walk up these
stairs.
Yes. This stays. You, if you want to reach something that's up high, like on your roof, you climb a
ladder.
Yes. In order to go from level 1 to 2, you ride in a
elevator.
Yes. When you lift your body off the ground really fast, you
jump.
Yes. When you before the game, you get together with your teammates to go over the plays. It's called
game plan.
We're gonna pass that. When you
practice, tough. Eight
tough.
Total for BB Shea, and that was hard. BB Shea and Zach. These categories are pretty tough today. I took these. I wrote these. I didn't like. Mm. I like to make them, you know, tough.
Oh, too much fun with traveling. Man.
Too much fun with traveling, man. Yesterday. Tom and Biggie, you are next. You can have, and Tom, you can choose this. Spit it out or quite a trek. Which would you like?
Let's go with spit it out.
Spit it out. These are things you should never put in your mouth. Things you should never put in your mouth. Okay? Tom, we have 30 seconds here, and you need at least 3 to stay in the game. 4 gives you the lead for now. Biggie, are you ready?
Yep.
Things you should never put in your mouth. On your mark, get set, go.
You pay with this $5
money.
Yes. You use it to, like, you put it in a remote or in your car. It charges.
Battery.
Yes.
Battery.
This is what you walk on. Your blank. You have 2 of them.
Shoes.
No. Feet. Yes. This crawls around. It has 8 legs. Black widow.
Spider.
Yes. This is what you put in your car to keep it running cool. It's normally yellow.
Radiator fluid?
No, I'm skip that.
Antifreeze?
Yes.
Got antifreeze, yeah. Did not get to mercury or scorpion. But you got 5 there, giving you a total of 10. And Zach, number 2, who was a fill-in, has been eliminated.
Wasted time, and I think I said keep it cool.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
That's my fault.
All right. Now, that leaves it up to Zach, the original Zach, and Chris Dem. Quite a Trek is the category. These are things associated with the television show Star Trek.
I knew it.
Things associated with Star Trek. Are you ready, Zach?
No, I'll try my best.
30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
It was where it's set, in outer
space.
Yes. Not movies, but it was on
TV.
Yes. This is what you call someone who's, really into comic books and sci-fi.
Pass.
Okay. This is Kirk's rank. He was
captain.
Yes. This was the Vulcan, and Mr. with the
pass.
Ear. Okay. This is, you go on a trip, a long trip. It's a
adventure.
No.
Oh, that's only 3. That's a tie. We have a 10-10 tie. Voyage was the one that
stumped.
Wow. So we have a Biggie tie with Chris Dem. And Biggie, you can go first here. You can have words that start with the letter J or words that start with the letter W. Which would you like?
I'll take J words.
J words it is. You have 30 seconds to get Tom to say as many of these words that start with J as possible. Get 7 as fast as you can, because they'll have that amount of time to beat that. Tom, are you ready?
Yep.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Peanut butter and
jelly.
Another word for work. You go to this each day.
Job.
Yes, this is when you've done something bad. You go here.
Jail.
This is the stuff that jiggles. It's different colors.
Jello.
It's a food. Yes. This is the country. Tokyo. Blank.
Japan.
You put mason blank. Stuff goes into this.
Jar.
Yes. This is the type of animal and car. It's a real mean.
Jaguar.
Yes.
Jaguar.
Yeah, 24
Ooh,
seconds.
Wow.
That's 7 out of 7.
Nice job.
24
nice
seconds.
Job.
Good so job on
that
Jaguar.
Means we're going to give, that was very good, we're going to give Zach and Chris Dem 23 seconds to get all 7 words that start with the letter W. You have 23 seconds to get all 7 words that start with W. Are you ready, Zach?
Yes, sir.
On your mark, get set, go.
The Wicked Blank of the West.
Which?
Yes. Not black, but?
White.
Yeah, you swim in this. You drink it.
Water.
Yeah, not east, but?
West.
Yeah. Orcas are killer.
Whales.
Yes. Ric Flair. Hulk Hogan.
Woo.
They were.
Wrestlers.
Yes. And this is the trees are made of this.
Wood.
That's it in 19 seconds. Wow. 19 seconds.
What a game.
Give it up.
Impressive.
There you go, Zach.
Well played.
Not a Trekkie. I thought we were doomed.
I know. That's hard. Overtime, too. Good playing. You too, BB Shea. Good playing.
Thank you.
And Biggie.